Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. In our defense, they did leave us unsupervised. The show starts now.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people who run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors, pointing at things. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
One of my favorite lead-ins to the show.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice guy. I wonder if he goes to my church.
He actually answered me an email. I think he's worth his salt. I think that he'll do everything he said he'd do in office. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a problem. Houston, we do have a problem because we really don't. We are so dumbed down on what to look for in a candidate that it's beyond anything I think we could have, the founders could have even imagined at this point. Do I want to have dinner with that person? Does that person seem nice? That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not can they do the job? Welcome back. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live in the afternoon. That number is also on the website, katedalyradio.com. And the excuse right now for the speaker, for Johnson, is I think he's being blackmailed. Who in Washington isn't being blackmailed? Can I have a show of hands? Are you kidding me? Everyone's blackmailed in Washington. This is the latest excuse?
Well, come on. If he was being blackmailed, that would be grounds to remove him from office.
Mm-hmm. Is this the best excuse people can come up with?
He's blackmailed.
He's blackmailed. Come
on. Well, I need a little more information.
Anyway, they act like this is something new and rare.
Yeah.
Like a unicorn. No, mm-hmm. It's every day, all the time. And the reason he's Speaker of the House, he's been blackmailed. To be the Speaker of the House, come on. You know, I'm on the right. I'm conservative and I can see through this guy.
You know, I said the other day I've been watching that old television series, Perry Mason.
Mm-hmm.
The number one cause of murder in that television series, Perry Mason, which mm-hmm. lasted 8 seasons, was blackmail.
It's pretty prevalent.
That's a fact.
I'm just laughing because Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I actually kind of like, she's spunky, you know, she suggested that he's being blackmailed because of his position on Ukraine.
Well, but
honey, they're all everyone in there. Name somebody that isn't. You would be hard pressed to find someone in Washington not blackmailed, especially if they're in there more than one term.
You're only lucky if it doesn't involve cats.
I don't know what to say about this anymore. This is getting are we that stupid? I guess people are. Okay. So he can get away with his stance on Ukraine. Because he's being blackmailed. Well, isn't that bad too? I mean, it's like this ready excuse. He's not going to change. He's showing you who he is. Like my grandma always said, when they show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
A lot of people think blackmail and bribe are the same thing.
Well, Goodness, you know, they've got stuff on everyone. That's why they're there. And anybody that's been there more than a term, I'm sorry. Even your favorite, whoever that is, if you still have one, they're compromised too. And that's why they're ineffective and don't do anything. That's exactly why.
I don't know if it's true, but yeah. I've heard that when you go and apply to run for to be a Republican candidate, the first thing they ask is, well, give us an example of what we can bribe you with.
What did you do? Come on. It's on both sides. It's been for the ages. Can you name a decade in which this hasn't been taking place? It can't be the go-to excuse for somebody being this brazenly for something that is so new world ordery. I'm sorry. You cannot say, well, gee, it just doesn't work anymore. Just sounds so stupid. America's power grid. About 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it came out that Fallon was talking about Fallon, energy policy, regulatory affairs, what shouldn't be in Washington, but whatever. America's power grid is unprepared to handle Biden's new administration regulations. And lo and behold, today, we're supposed to handle Biden's new regulations. Okay.
Said the same thing when he announced that he wanted all diesel trucks off the road. grid can't handle that. Mm-hmm.
So I love how they're always putting Biden-Harris. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Biden-Harris. Biden-Harris administration announces $3.5 billion for largest ever investment in America's electric grid. That means money laundering. Deploying more clean energy, lowering costs, and creating more union jobs. Just what America needs. Can you give me a break?
Apparently, the Biden-Harris administration has never heard of Pacific Gas and Electric.
Something like that. Okay, so all I have to say is get ready, because I think the Airbnb thing that we brought up, when I got that message in Airbnb, it said June 6th. After June 6th, they're specifically not covered for massive power outages nationwide. Hello. I think that's a specific warning. A little too specific, really. That and government travel restrictions. Both of those things, they're changing their coverage for those events. And I think there's more to that. I think that you can look at this and you can see the writing on the wall that this will result in massive outages. They'll have something to blame, right? Is there this new investment and money laundering? Did I say that a lot? And of course, $3.46 billion for 58 projects that are going to screw everything up. So get ready. I just hope everybody has water. I hope everybody has a way to cook. I'm just saying, please get ready for this.
You know, when we earlier, Chris Ann Hall said, why is it that everything's a national emergency now?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Everything is.
I know. There was that Rex 84 bill. Do you remember that? That was, when was that? It was Obama time. It was Obama. Right? Rex 84. It was the operation of detaining large groups of people at bases.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that if the base is, if it's not operating at that moment, that the Department of Homeland Security gets to take it over from the Department of Defense and do what they want.
Yeah.
Like a mini Guantanamo. Yeah.
That's for people who don't obey the command shelter in place.
I can't stress enough. We have these things in place. Rex 84. Yeah. And it was this horrendous, horrendous bill. It was, it's all about what happens at the bases and what they have to, it basically said they were given full control. And they had to have several mechanisms of control over the people, a way to do that for the facility to then be a FEMA camp. Oh, did I say that out loud too? A FEMA camp, not an emergency shelter. Now, here's the problem I see. I see that good men and women that serve as cops, your politicians that are slimy as hell, will think they're doing a great job by ushering you and dropping you off and waving at you and saying, okay, I've done my part. Here you go, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You're at the detention center. Don't mind the barbed wire. You're good. And in their minds, they'll go, I just did a good thing. I helped people today because I got people to a base to help them. And they'll be that stupid that they'll do it and think that they've done a great thing. And the person will be behind barbed wire.
So here's the actual description of Rex 84.
Yeah.
Short for Readiness Exercise 1984 Bravo was a classified scenario and drill developed by the United States federal government to detain large numbers of United States residents who are deemed to be national security threats in the event that the president declares a national emergency.
Yeah, like saying that they're not being honest and saying that they're perpetrating said event would probably get you in a lockdown.
Yeah. Or maybe it's going to rain tomorrow.
That is so true. Yeah. Buckets. No,
buckets.
Yes, it's going to rain buckets.
So and, report to your nearest detention center.
Or you white men are causing that climate change. It's going to happen in a year. And so we need to lock down for that in preparation because my state can do that.
Yeah.
We have the worst governor on the planet. My state can do it. Because of my governor, my bald Gavin Newsom governor. And I don't know what state you're listening to this from, but I'm going to imagine that your state has it too, because they're all in the governor's association and they all take their marching orders. I do not think anymore we have any governor that actually works on their own anymore. I really don't. I really don't. I think they're all compromised. I think they will all do the bidding that they are told to do. And, It's gonna be these well-meaning cops and well-meaning sheriffs and well-meaning politicians that go, oh, we have the place for you. We'll keep you safe.
And we're obeying the law.
Gosh, I don't know how to stress how awful this is going to be for us. And when this came in, I remember we've talked about this on the air before because it was that scary. I mean, talk about 1984 all, you know, spelled out for us, but here's a place for you. You want to say that they perpetrated it? You want to voice an opinion?
So along the lines of these issues that can come up, the U.S. Department of Energy eases the efficiency standards for grid transformers in their latest final rule.
And what is Biden saying? Transformers. It's all about those transformers.
And they eased the standards. Like, so now they'll fail for sure.
Yeah, they're setting it up for failure.
Yep.
All these tracks are being laid. What are you going to do? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this. And you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 989898 and put in my name, Kate.
The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. We missed you. All righty. You can call up if you're listening live, 888-673-1450. And of course, we'll try to take your call. Also, Text Birch Gold. I can't stress it enough, only because we're in a situation where things are changing more rapidly than I think we care to realize. If we have a grid down situation, options leave, and chaos. We have chaos in a grid down. We don't realize how much depends on the grid. And they're warning us. They're making all these moves. Okay, it's scary. Text Birch Gold 989898, that number, and text my name Kate. Get some free information that you're going to love. It's getting scary out there. So I don't know about you, but I feel like I don't think we could withstand it for more than a couple of weeks, a grid down. I really don't. People will start getting weird, violent, horrible, yucky.
I don't think it'll take 2 weeks.
Yeah? You don't think it'll take two weeks?
No.
We've all along been preparing, and I hope you guys have too, but it is kind of scary to realize, am I really prepared? Do I have everything at the ready? I mean, really ready, like candles. I was reading the Bosnia story again, and the guy that when Bosnia fell and he had to deal with not only grid down, no supplies coming in, they burnt everything that they could get their hands on, and Bic lighters. It was that guy, the guy that talked about Bic lighters. Mm-hmm. All the things that were currency became currency and stuff. And I just thought, it's so chaotic that I don't think we could handle it. And I don't know how big they would make it, because I know they would perpetrate this. There's no doubt in my mind. As a false flag, I know they would.
I think one of the best ways to prepare for something like that, mm-hmm. would, especially if you have a basement in your home, uh-huh. would be to completely black out the basement so there were no windows. You could seal the windows, mm-hmm. no light could get out, mm-hmm. and that you had all your food, yep. and things stored down there so that you could literally make the house look empty.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great idea. It's a great idea. And also put food in coolers in the ground, right? Keep it nice and cool. There's lots of little things that we don't really think about we can do.
Or maintain a lot of food that doesn't need to be kept cold.
Yeah. But everybody's got freezer fulls. Everybody's fridge, and no matter how long that would last. But it's just, you can't get gas. I mean, there's a lot of situations in which we'd be sunk.
You need to be able to hunker down stealthily.
Yep. If they're saying they're messing with transformers, mm-hmm. they're messing with transformers.
Sure they
and
are.
It's going to wreak havoc this summer.
And we have transformers go out all the time. Imagine how awful it is when you go 3 hours without electricity because a transformer blew.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine 3 days without it.
That'll
a week
very,
without
very
it.
Very tough. Very, very tough.
And no help.
Get to know your neighbors.
No help coming.
You're right. No, you're right about that. Get to know your neighbors and just be well prepared for that. There's all these big tells every day in the news. That's why I'm thinking that Airbnb message I got, really, it got to me. And now I know why. It's like all these things are coming out that their own administration said that they can't handle the stuff that Biden's going to do, right? Well, it's not really Biden. He's eating ice cream in a freezer, but you know what I'm saying. It's what their administration's going to do, and they're doing it today, or they're starting the process.
This is going to sound bad, but there is another way to look at this.
What?
They want it to happen in a way that the people who are prepared and intelligent enough to survive do survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want the schlock. They don't want the people left who have to be taken
they
care
call
of.
Them, they call them bottom feeders.
They're dispensable.
No, that's what we're not calling them that. That's what they call them.
Right.
Useless eaters. Yeah, useless eaters.
So they want the survivors to make
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Because a lot of people would think they wouldn't want the survivors. They would like the...
Doesn't do them any good to have a population left that has to be taken care of.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you guys. I just think we need to at least... You know, it doesn't hurt to be prepared at all. So the more you have a backpack to go, or the more you have at the ready, and I do think Taiwan was a little experimentation in earthquake. I do.
You know, historically, in a national emergency, mm-hmm. one of the things they authorize is the shooting of looters.
Wow.
And so what are we trying to avoid when we prepare? The looters.
So true. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. I want to talk about the trials for just a moment. Be right back.
Trot. This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right. PrepareWithKate.com. PrepareWithKate.com. They have got great deals. They have $200 off a 3-month supply. If I were you, I'd get a 3-month supply right now. Yep. I 100% would. I have one, and it $200 off if you go through preparewithkate.com. Just by clicking on that, it clicks you right into my Patriot Supply. $200 off. It's an amazing deal. Take advantage of it right now.
Yeah. I know somebody that has 10 of those 3 months.
I'm sure there are people with 50. You know what? Can I make an observation? If the elites build bunkers and do all of this, it's considered kind of cool, and they write articles about it, and it's kind of fun. If we do it, we're a crazy town person who's a conspiracy theorist, and I'm getting darn tired of that.
You know, if the price of groceries gets much higher, you could just buy that prepared food and live on it cheaper.
Yeah,
no, you could.
Yeah, you really could.
Cheaper.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Serving size-wise?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just amazing that... I don't know. If I see one more article about, the elite, this is what the elite are doing. And that doesn't look crazy at all. No. Building a whole underground facility in Hawaii doesn't look nuts.
Nope.
But your storage, your storage room, that's nuts. Okay. I don't like the double standard. So let's just talk a little bit about the Trump cases, okay? Because we are in Trump case fatigue because they have tried, and I really mean that, have tried to put out so many different cases, okay? And all the cases are really frivolous, very weird charges, even starting with the one where it was very Kavanaugh-esque as far as this person assaulted me like 75 years ago and I barely remember it. And no, it really didn't happen, but I'm trying to conjure up details. No witnesses, no nothing, just it happened, convicted of this civil case, couldn't even be a criminal case, this little civil case, and then he was ordered to pay. Okay, so there's one case that doesn't happen. Tell me where that happens. I mean, come on, the case would have been thrown out. Now we have this hush money case going back to Stormy, and I don't. So here's some things I just wanted to mention. So Judge Juan Merchan, okay, he's a Democrat. He gave money to Biden for 2020. He is, got a daughter named Lauren, who is, let me just say that her job is she gets to raise money. Whenever something bad happens to Trump, she raises money for the leftards, okay? And she gets money from them because Trump is, say, convicted or has to pay or the decision comes down against him. That is a mechanism for her to start emailing everybody and saying, see, this happened, so give me some more cash. So huge conflict of interest. The judge and his daughter, huge conflict of interest that she profits when her daddy-o would say that Trump is guilty of something. Okay? That's pretty bad, right? Then you have the media that keeps saying he's the no-nonsense judge. He's no-nonsense. I'm sorry, what? What? He's the talking him up like you can't believe, all right? So you're watching this, you want to barf, I get it. And then it's all stemming from the fact that you had this payout money to Stormy. If it happened, I don't think it did. I really don't think it did. It's money to Stormy, which everyone in I was going to say Hollywood, but it's the same thing, Washington, D.C., has done. But for some reason, this was a problem in this particular case because she hustled him in because he was running for 2016. She hustled him into this. You know, I want some money out of you. He gives money through Mark Cohen. And there, the investigation lands the guy that runs all the Trump stuff, Alan Weisselberg, into a, you were not honest on the taxes, your personal taxes. So instead of fighting that $344,000, they say, right? Because, you know, for what he did for Trump and on his on what he chose to do under Trump. And Trump wasn't running it. He was president. Okay. Don Jr. was on this. He was a trustee, but nothing for him. Just Alan. Alan gets a 100 days in jail. Now, the papers all said it was prison. It wasn't. It was Rikers Infirmary, which is a totally different 495-bed. You could have Uber Eats deliver you food. Yeah, you get a tablet. Yeah, it's a completely different scenario. He only did 100 days, I guess. He got 5 months, did 100 days, they say. Most of the time, those people are let out on bail to go live at home. But okay, so let's just say he was there for 100 days. So he does this. It's not like it's a transitory place. It's a low medium facility. It's not even, okay. It's not Rikers
San
prison.
Clinton.
Gosh, no. And now we have Todd Blanche as the defense attorney. Okay. And he was a registered Democrat until last year. And he suddenly became a Republican. And he was the one that defended Paul Manafort, who went to prison. And he worked in the same office as the prosecutor, but that's not a problem.
No big
deal. daughter and judge, not an issue. Of course, Todd Blanche, not an issue. But he worked in the office with all those people, not an issue. Now, the media is painting him out to be a savior. Like, well, we can't understand why he would go to the depths of hell for Trump and lose his career. But he's very good and he's very fair and he's quiet yet reserved yet right on top of it and very smart. So they're painting quite the nice picture, which normally they'd go after him. Okay. That was kind of interesting about this whole thing. Risking career, really? But here's the deal. The money being paid to him as an attorney is being paid through the SAFE PAC. It's a pack. They're paying everything out of the pack. And guess who's behind this pack? The guy's in Massachusetts. He has an office in Virginia. Gee, what a shocker, Virginia. But Romney. Romney's behind the pack. Do you see some weirdness going on here? I just want to point out some of the weirdness going on. So Todd Blanche is now in charge of the hush money case and the papers stored in boxes case. By the way, there's 33 documents. That's it. Out of all the boxes. Remember the boxes stored. Because Trump's so stupid, he'd put them in a ballroom for everybody to see as they come in for parties. Because that's a good party feature, don't you think? You put boxes in front of everybody when they come in.
Of course.
The
thing is... Oh. Is I'm sure most Americans are intelligent enough to realize that when you have a total of 91 felony counts charged against you, you're guilty. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 91 felony counts charged against you. You must be guilty.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
Isn't that how
heightening it? They're ballooning it. They're coming up with any. They're bringing Stormy Daniels out of the woodwork here. Mm-hmm. And of course, Bradley T. Crate is the guy, Trump's campaign treasurer, Arlington, Virginia. Wink, wink. Anyways, all roads lead back to CIA. But anyway, Bradley T. Crate and his brother and the Romney camp are behind this pack that pays the bills for all the you just can't make this stuff up.
Have they actually been able to find Stormy Daniels? Because the last time she was seen was on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
It's comical. I mean, it's so comical that maybe you can see the big picture with us now. It's not just one case. It's not just two. It's four. And it's strange. So the judge, Juan, in the hush money case, gets to decide if he gets to recuse himself or not. He's in charge of that decision.
Well, that'll be fair and balanced.
You guys, at this point, come on. It's a whole 3 years of this. Actually, it's been longer than that. It's trial fatigue. They're trying to get you into a state of fatigue. They're trying to get you to the point where you don't know what case is what and what count is what and what's going on. And they want you. This is raising a lot of the money that goes towards these PACs, too. And all I'm saying is that they need those mechanisms. The party is who I'm against, okay? I actually like Trump, but the parties are raising money. The parties. This is all about the party and money.
Okay. Both parties.
Both parties. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right. Oh, yeah. It's a Thursday. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall today, by the way. She was great. And you can get that on podcast a little bit later on katedalyradio.com. You can share all those podcasts. They're cut into shorts, too, so you can take just that soundbite or just that conversation. So if it says short on it, it just means it's just a shorter version. But there's first hour and second hour, and those hours are about 37 minutes. But you can get them at katedalyradio.com. And, of course, go to MyPillow.com because they've got great gifts this time of year. Mother's Day, Father's Day coming up, graduation, all kinds of reasons to spoil yourself and others with great gifts that you're getting huge discounts on. I mean, up to 90%. I mean, you can't lose there. So what a great thing. And go to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate. We really appreciate that, actually. We were just talking about the kind of the ridiculousness of not one charge, 5,000, not one case, four, not it's designed to make us very fatigued and it's designed for martyrdom. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it's designed for that a little bit, and it's designed to grab money because honestly, listen, if you know the whole country is going to vote for Trump, which pretty much most of the country is, how do you raise money? Because usually you give money because you're trying to get the person elected. But right now, everyone knows. So this is about driving money hard for our side, for our Republican party. And both coffers, they're both the same party on the other side.
I get no less than 10 texts and phone calls a day from the Republican Party asking for money.
Me too. I would not give them money.
No.
Please don't. Please stop doing it. You're just feeding the beast. And we try to say that, and it's so, I know it's hard. I know it's just really hard because you feel like you got to do something, but at the same time, that's not the right move. Red Curve, which takes in a lot of the money, and then they pay a lot of the bills out there, okay? Romney, for president, paid Red Curve more than $36,000 this cycle. For what? He's not even running for office again. And you know, and I just want to mention something. We were going to mention this when we came in, but I was listening to an ad for Senator Hatch, the now deceased Senator Hatch, his son Brent. And anyone that wants to vote for this cad, I'm sorry, I don't understand why people fall for this. But we were laughing on the break because I was listening to this, and it was he's going to balance the budget, and he won't rest until it happens. And then, of course, he's pro-life. Okay, vote for him. Just going back to our initial honest political ad coming in. That are we that stupid?
Well, in all fairness.
Maybe we are.
In all fairness, the first time I heard those kind of promises, I think, was in 1967. And they've never happened yet.
We're still running on those. Like, that's the ad. He's pro-life, and he won't rest. Really? Is he not going to rest until that budget's balanced? Because he's never resting again because it's never going to get balanced.
Yeah.
What a stupid, asinine thing to run on.
He might sneak a little rest here and there.
Anybody that votes for Hat Jr. being ordained to the seat in my state, please give me a break. This is getting just nauseating. So a little sideline because I just, it's too much. We can't be this dumb anymore. But these cases, I just wanted to go back to this because, look, it's all getting the Republican Party and Red Curve. They're this, okay? They swap money back and forth, back and forth, and it is ridiculous now what's going on here. Also, I just wanted to say on the documents thing, they're going after the Espionage Act, which we've never actually talked about on the show, but that's the act of 1917 where It was whoever, this is section three, whoever when the United States is at war shall willfully make or convey false reports or false statements with intent to interfere. And also, if you're going to, you know, do something that will obstruct the United States. Did that happen? In war? No. And then, of course, it goes to the act, the Presidential Records Act, that was written for Nixon, okay? And it was that you preserve all the presidential records, okay? And I don't believe that Trump had these in his linen closet, liquor closet, and public ballroom. And the pictures were all boxes stacked. Are we dumb enough to believe that? It's this kind of level of crazy is what I'm talking about. The Presidential Record Acts. And by the way, 33,000 emails from Hillary. We talked about this briefly when all of this first broke. But the 33,000 emails, there were like a, they said they dialed it down to 130 emails or something that were in question. And you know what they said about it? She misunderstood that she wasn't supposed to use her regular email.
Yeah.
And they said it was just an investigation. That was it. But Trump, on the other hand, 33 documents, and they won't say what they are because they know they're not incriminating.
You know,
it's just, it's bizarre.
I just want to remind people of something. When you start voting for the children and grandchildren of politicians just because of their name, remember that for over 300 years, the Ming Dynasty existed in China.
It's bad enough that we have presidents throughout America, throughout our history, that have been really tied in to the Brits, okay, and to the British royal families.
Yeah.
It's bad enough. But when you when you're saying to the public, this person gets the seat, and then everyone rushes to endorse, and then everybody thinks everyone else is voting for him, that's the game. You're being gamed.
Yeah.
We're being gamed with these trials. And I mean everyone's in on it. The whole kit and caboodle, okay? They're moving us to the right. This is why you haven't seen 5,000 candidates go up. We were told who the candidates were going to be a year and a half ago. Haven't you asked yourself why we don't have a whole plethora of candidates running like we did in 2016? No one's asking that question. Why isn't there any? Because we're being very, very gamed. We're moved to the right. Because if we're moved to the right, and a lot of people will be happy when I say that, but don't be happy, because that means they're putting in something very drastic, like digital currency and IDs. Because we'll be in a state of complacency, that's why. Anyway.
Yeah, on the other hand, why vote for somebody you know isn't going to win?
I mean, yeah. It's insane.
Because they told us they can't win, you know.
I don't even know if they could come up with another reason for a trial.
No.
They have flooded us with fatigue. Two reasons. Number one, they don't want to talk about the vaccinations and the death it's causing and the health problems and the rapid cancer. They won't talk about it. And number two, they won't talk about the looting of the country. Those are the two reasons that they keep our eyeballs on everything trial-wise, and every day it's something new with the trial, and every day it's some new outlandish, not just thing, outlandish thing with the trials. It's because it's trial fatigue. It's what it's all about. It's why they're doing it. Anyway, so even just what I said about the trials, and even the attorney, I'm sorry, everything just seems very, a little too coincidental, a little too weird. Be faithful, be fearless. Thanks, Uncle Milty. Uh-huh. And appreciate you guys tuning in for sure. See you tomorrow on the Friday show.